spotlight on seniors. Our senior concerns specifically targeted toward the experience certainly will make sure that they are being presented in other forms as well, certainly on our Family Health Matters, our Community Connection, and more. Today, let's talk about the role of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman. There's one in the House, thanks to guests on behalf of the Area Agency on Aging in Western Michigan, Stephanie Hexel. Always a pleasure. Good morning to you, Stephanie.
Good morning.
And Kay Shawley, MSW Certified Long-Term Care Ombudsman. Something you wanted to be when you were six?
I didn't even know it existed.
Did it exist, a couple decades ago?
Yes, well, really the program started in the 70s, and actually under President Nixon's leadership of our country, and he just was informed of a lot of very vulnerable individuals that were residing in care settings that needed some support.
What's been your background, Kay?
Oh, boy. I was a social worker for a level one trauma center for a number of years, but then I developed into the director of patient and guest relations and risk management at that hospital, and then tried sales. Then I went out in sales and opened up an imaging center and managed that and marketed that and raised some children in a period of time that, and then also had this opportunity, and it was a great fit for my time.
Thank you for that. Stephanie Hexel, you with the Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan, outreach specialist, getting the word out.
Yeah, so I am a social worker. A lot of what I do is working with individuals in the community, whether that's other professionals, families, just individuals themselves looking for care, just to make them aware of all of the options and resources available.
Thank you for that. What is the role of the Long-Term Care Ombudsman, Kay?
Well, simply, we are advocates. That's really what an ombudsman means, is an advocate. So there's many different types of ombudsman. We're long-term care, so what we do is we serve residents that are in licensed care facilities such as skilled nursing homes. Then there's also the what we call assisted living, which is commonly known, but those are the home for the aged and the adult foster care settings. So we respond to them. That's our clients.
What type of assistance do you provide?
Oh boy, it can range from some assistance with getting warmer food or colder food to responding to allegations of abuse. So there's a large spectrum of what we do, but basically we operate under the regulations of both state and federal government, and making sure that we make that the care that the residents are receiving are really individual to them, that their rights are being upheld, that their quality of life as they see it is being represented and also responded to within the facilities.
Stephanie, how is your organization associated with Long-Term Care Ombudsman Services?
Area Agency on Aging Western Michigan actually administers the funds for the three ombudsmen that work in our 9-county region, and that is through federal, state, and local dollars. So we kind of oversee the financial portion of their services.
Okay, where does the ombudsman actually provide assistance?
Well, if a call comes in, we make quarterly calls to all licensed facilities, skilled facilities, which are nursing homes.
Are these facilities required to have ombudsmans?
Yes. Well, yeah, the state is actually required to provide this service for our residents. So we'll go in quarterly. We will make unannounced visits, talk with residents, see how things are going, make observations, and then we make recommendations to, the staff there, and also just if there's any concerns that come up, we respond to them. But if a call comes into our office, if necessary, we will go and visit with that person one-on-one, which is normally the case, but oftentimes if we're able to just address the concern and resolve it via phone call, we'll certainly do that as well.
I'd like to hope that you're not extremely busy on any follow-ups, but I'd like to ask, when would someone need to contact an ombudsman, and what action would be taken if you have a situation?
Well, I think that the biggest thing is if somebody's unhappy, if they're trying to advocate for themselves to say that they would like the opportunity, let's say, to go home And they don't feel that they are being heard or that their physical therapy isn't to the point where they're getting that strengthening program to allow them to do that. Mm-hmm. They can call us. We'll go in. We will attend with a care conference, and we will discuss with that option because we need to make sure that all of the care that is given to residents that are really is focused on the resident. Where it's a big push right now for resident-centered care or patient-centered care or person-centered care. There's so many, yes. You know, but it's all the same thing. And then that way, then I would reach out to Stephanie or somebody else, maybe even at the, you know, Area Agency on Aging or any other agencies that might be applicable to help assist them. But I would be there as a support mechanism with them.
Mm-hmm. Problem solver.
That's a good, yep, yeah. That's a good yeah. way to have it. Mm-hmm.
Stephanie, why are ombudsmans important to Kent County seniors?
So for individuals who are in a long-term care license setting, they're really there. They're relying on the staff to provide pretty much everything for them, the care, the meals, the setting, you know, everything is there for them. And then if there's a time where they have some concerns, maybe they've started to address those concerns, but they just don't feel, like Kay was saying, that they've been heard or that they've really come to a resolution, there needs to be some sort of advocate or somebody that's going to help them really be in their corner, be their support, and help them come up with that resolution that they are looking for, or at least feel that we've gone through the situation, we've looked at all of the possible solutions or the options, but feel that this has been done thoroughly. And I think that that's the biggest thing is we know that individuals in long-term care settings have some sort of vulnerability to them if they're feeling like, okay, yes, my needs are being met, but there's still something unmet here. How can I get help with that? That's really why the ombudsman exists and why it's important to have them.
What's our geographical area? I guess with you speaking on behalf of your agency, does the ombudsman only serve Kent County, Stephanie?
So the ombudsman is all throughout the state of Michigan. The ombudsman that area agency administers the funds for, it covers that 9-county area. So that's pretty much the counties in western Michigan minus the lakeshore. But there's a lot of different regions essentially for funding throughout Michigan. So there will always be an ombudsman available in any licensed long-term care setting. And they do have just kind of a general number, all the settings are required to post that information, so it's public there as well. So it's very accessible to find an ombudsman.
That name, an ombudsman, ombuds, public advocate is the other term I'm on definition. Official, usually appointed. Are you appointed by the government?
We're certified by the state long-term care ombudsman, and there is a process, there is a test, there is... you know, credentials, I guess, along that way that we have to make sure. So all of those that are in Michigan are certified.
Yeah, I think there's an NPR ombudsman if you really want to know. Is there a cost to work with your services, Kay?
No, not at all. Well, there's always a cost, but well, there's no fee.
I don't think you're a volunteer. Hallelujah right. If you are. But
No, yeah. I'm not a volunteer, but there are no fees that are charged to anybody that we come in contact with. Matter of fact, and it's not a matter of we have to meet a quota or anything like that. It is truly that we are there ready to respond via phone or in person.
But can I ask if you're busy?
I wish I could say that I'm not, but I am. We are very busy. Yes. Very, very busy.
Yes. So a take-home message would be, Stephanie?
I would say if there's individuals feeling, again, that they are not being heard or that they just need somebody to really go to bat for them because they need some sort of resolution or assistance in whatever's going on in their unique individual case, definitely reach out to an ombudsman. It's not a negative to have somebody advocating for you. And it's not a negative for the facility to have somebody advocating for that person. It really, I think, has just become a very supportive service out there for whatever the need might be.
If I could add, too, that it is confidential. So, you know, the names are never given out unless that there's consent. I can't even advocate for change or anything unless I have the individual's consent. So, frustrating at times if sometimes they just want validation of a concern or they just want somebody to vent and then they don't give me consent to do anything. I have to honor that, which I respect that. It's frustrating, but I respect that.
Are you a pretty unique position, Kay? I would think it takes a unique person to, A, do this, but also to be certified. Are there, I mean...
Well, yeah, I think, you know, first you have to be, try to be a good listener, and you have to be one that is also ready to go to bat, that isn't going to be intimidated by perhaps a large corporation or whatever. We keep it very focused on the resident, and that's where I get my energy from.
All right, contact information. How do we follow up with conversation, if applicable, Kay?
Well, the local contact here is 616-245-9451. If you'd rather do email, you can do, it's M-I-O-M-B, or do michiganombudsman@gmail.com.
And the agency, Area Agency on Aging of Western Michigan. Again, this is a monthly conversation. Stephanie, how do we get on the list?
So with Area Agency on Aging, we have just one phone number for everything. That includes the resources we offer as well as some of the programs that we offer. That number, 616-456-5664. And then our website, www.aaawm.org.
Back to work you go, ladies. Thank you for your service, Kay Shawley and Stephanie Hexel, on behalf of our senior concerns. Take care.
Thank you.